This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie.
And it, I don't know about much of a hot start. It was more like a warm run-up or something.
Yeah, really.
And joining us is Corey Puri?
Puri.
Puri, okay. On your EAA membership development.
Yeah,
which
yeah.
Which is kind of a strange term in itself, yeah, but anyway.
It is. It's basically I manage our affinity benefits from insurance to finance to credit card for discounts, that kind of stuff. So
cool.
Oh, yeah. So you're the guy that gets all of these great perks that come along with your
exactly.
EAA membership.
Exactly.
Sweet.
Cool. Free helicopter?
No free helicopters. No. Unless darn. You want to, we can 3D print a helicopter for
well,
you.
Well, now we're talking. And,
wait,
that's, and it's that's why he's here. What a segue.
I'm telling you, he's got a special deal on the Martin Mars. You
there
know?
You go. Yeah. 3D print your own, yeah.
We could probably
just add water and stand back.
Yeah.
Right.
I understand we've got a really cool software thing going here.
Yeah, you know, this I'm going to do a little bit of background on this because it started from one of our really good members. He's got a cool story. He actually came here from Russia because he wanted to fly airplanes, which is really awesome. And he got a job with NVIDIA, and he does software testing for their 3D graphics cards. Mm-hmm. And one of the software that he was testing was SolidWorks, and SolidWorks is a computer-aided design software package. It's used by industry from Cirrus to Zenith to design aircraft, and it's not just that, though, because there are other industries that use it, automotive and others. I mean, you can design everything
well,
from a
let me just add a little thing. When I was at Halliburton,
yeah?
We used to design parts on that.
Okay.
That were so complicated, there was only about 6 machine shops in the country that could make them.
Yeah.
And we used only SolidWorks.
Oh, fantastic.
So, yeah, fantastic program.
Yeah, yeah. We run into, you know, so we launched it on, well, actually, I should say we did a soft launch where we were starting to put the pieces in place, and we put it on the EA forums area just earlier this past week, and we didn't realize it was quite live yet, and we started a thread started. You know how the forums go, it can go wildfire.
Yep.
It was kind of like one of those, our own little version of like an Apple product launch, because you could see all the speculation going back and forth, and people were getting really excited about it. So so what the benefit is that we're giving our members free access to the EA Student Design Kit EA Maker Edition. So this product, it's very comparable to their commercial edition. It does, the only thing is flow and stress testing is at the part level as opposed to the assembly level. However, you can export designs to somebody who has a commercial edition of the SolidWorks product, and they can do this flow and stress testing if you really want to do that. So,
are there any limitations on it in terms of part size, part complexity?
Nope, not at all.
So it's a fully functional version.
It is. Yep. The one module that it doesn't have currently is the electrical module, which we think will be really popular with our members, especially, you know, you're designing avionics and panels and, you know, getting the wiring all routed correctly and everything. This does a really nice job of that in the commercial edition. But we talked to the SolidWorks people yesterday during the press conference, and they said we'd be happy to add that for EA. Members.
Wow. Nice.
Wow. Yeah.
So this takes us out of the realm of what we used to call TLAR engineering into real engineering.
Yeah.
You know what TLAR is, right?
I do not, sorry.
That looks about right.
You know what? It's interesting, too. I had a sidebar conversation with the guys at Zenith, which coincidentally, we're going to be announcing this probably after AirVenture, but they provided with some designs for the 750 Cruiser. And talk to Sebastian Heinz over there, and his vision is like that members download these plans, these designs, and start to play around with them a little bit, and we have new innovation where they make tweaks and improvements to the 750 Cruiser, and also just learning about how to do designs in SolidWorks by hands-on kind of stuff. So
does he envision that as part of a plans built process? In other words, you not only get paper plans, but you would get CAD files and things like that?
Well, he said, part of their vision is that, right now, you know, with the SAM aircraft, you can get, or you may not know this, you can get the SolidWorks design files along with the paper
okay.
product. Now, I would imagine that this would be the intent is that you'd get the SolidWorks files with the Xena 750 Cruiser as well, and then you'd be able to do stuff like, you know, plans are 2D, you know, and sometimes you just can't quite see how the connections are made when you're bringing two, you know, in their case, two pieces of metal framing together and riveting them. But even with other aircraft, for example, like tube construction, like, well, how do these three pieces of tube come together to make the weld and everything? Or maybe there's something that's covering up a bit of a connection and you really want to be able to see into it. Well, with this modeling software, you can dig down layer by layer, peeling back the onion, so to speak, and then you get down to where you see the connection. You can rotate it 360 all different directions. It's a three-axis system. So.
Right.
Yeah.
And I guess that also would help you with sequence of assembly.
Yeah, definitely. Yep. You can do everything. Well, and you can do stuff like you can print paper templates that you can wrap the tube with to mark the cuts on. You can print off the full plans if you prefer to look at 2D plans of it. You can do parts lists. You can generate, if you put in the pricing and stuff like that, you can even generate costs. Analysis for it. It's pretty impressive.
Wow, Looter Aircraft Works is a reality.
And yeah. I'm telling you, this will be great. And you can use this for virtually anything.
Yes.
It doesn't necessarily have to have an aircraft purpose. You could design anything your heart desires.
Well, you know, when I was initially doing the research for this, you know, I went out to places like GrabCAD, which is where we're suggesting that members load up their designs. I went out to GrabCAD, and there were all kinds of SolidWorks designs out there that people were sharing. Everything from like 3D printed coffee mugs to you know, full aircraft out there. So you can do just about anything with this from a design standpoint.
What about tech support? I mean, you know, we're going to have people that have no idea what we're getting into here.
Yeah, exactly. So a couple things. First of all, there are tutorials built into the product itself. So just by all means, go through all those tutorials. It'll give you a good good example of how to do it. GSC is our assigned, they're a value-added reseller of the product, but they do consulting work and training on how to implement SolidWorks. They've got 3D printers, one in the museum, and to demonstrate, you know, the direct implications of this software. And they'll also be scheduling people into hands-on demos where they can guide you through the process of building parts and stuff like that. We've got three forums going on. One is today at 10 o'clock in the Home Builders Hangar. That's more of an introduction to the benefit. One of the GSC reps is going to show you how to do basic parts and stuff like that. But on Wednesday, we'll have Brian Carpenter from Rainbow Aviation. We'll be demonstrating how to design aircraft in SolidWorks. He's done all of his electro-moto glider work in there. So that'll be another part of it. Lastly, we're going to have, right now we've got 14 SolidWorks users who have agreed to be volunteers to answer questions on the EA forums. So if you go out there, there's a section for SolidWorks where you can get your answers to your questions.
One of the things I've always felt is about CAD programs is a lot of times the computer will allow you to design this fantastic part that is not manufacturable.
Oh, yeah.
There's a hole here or something, and the machinist would look at that and say, well, how am I supposed to do that?
Well, see, that's where Dassault System SolidWorks comes in. They've got My SolidWorks Network where you can also look at videos and stuff like that on how to design stuff, but they do a lot of webinars on how to make sure you're following checklists to design products that can be manufactured. They've also got a My SolidWorks manufacturing network with hundreds of machinists and
really?
Yes. So you can get in touch with those people, send them your designs, get quotes on your on what you want manufactured, and they'll tell you, you know, you got to do this or this to the design to make it work. So
that you're creating a whole new industry here now.
Pretty much.
Yeah. I mean, end to end.
Well, here's a question for you. If you're one of these guys at home that has, say, a 3D printer or a laser cutter, will SolidWorks directly interface with those?
Yeah, it can send the files directly to most 3D printers because it has those native formats that it can output to. Or in some cases, even if it doesn't, it can output to a format that can be uploaded into the 3D printer and interpreted. Because a lot of those 3D printers vendors come with their own software to look at industry standard files and convert them over.
And pretty much any of the 3D printers that are worth anything will recognize that SolidWorks file format.
Correct. Yep.
Yeah, because I keep seeing 3D printers and laser cutters. The prices on these things are dropping like stones.
Yeah, yeah.
They haven't made one big enough to print the full-sized airplane as one part.
Not yet. I've seen laser cutters going for about $3,000.
Yeah.
A hobbyist could use to, say, build their own RC model planes.
Yes, definitely. And you know what? So GSC also sells 3D printers. They sell MakerBot. They sell Stratasys. But they're also going to be adding a capability where members could send them files and they could print to 3D.
Where can we find out more about this offer?
A couple things. I have mentioned two locations, Home Builders Hangar. I also mentioned the museum location. I'll be at the member center for most of the week, answering questions about it. Lastly, we've got a website address, which we're trying to drive everyone to. It's at eaa.org/SolidWorks, and SolidWorks is all one word.
Very good. Very good. Thank you for joining us, Corey. And this is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie.
And this is EAA Radio.